Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, wherever you are, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Self-confidence is valuable, but there's a fine line between healthy self-awareness and something else, being so pleased with yourself that you stop listening, stop growing, stop seeing your own faults. Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, points to the consequence of that. Let me read his words. He says, "Whoever is pleased with himself, those displeased with him will increase." So it's a short saying, but it holds deep wisdom. When a person becomes overly satisfied with who they are, when they think they have no flaws, no room for improvement, they push others away. Think about it. Have you ever met someone who is completely convinced of their own perfection? They can't take feedback. They don't apologize. They assume they're always right. How does that make you feel around them? Probably uncomfortable, distant, maybe even irritated. I do. I feel that way. And I have faced and came across such people. And I really hate that kind of character. That's what Imam Hadi alayhi salam is describing. When you are so pleased with yourself that you stop being open, humble, and receptive, people sense it. They feel dismissed. They feel their perspective doesn't matter, and they pull away. Psychologists call this narcissism, an inflated sense of self-importance, a lack of empathy, a need for admiration. And really, that's a need. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, points that that there is a need, a deep need, a deep deep sense of inferiority inside. So it's a trait that damages relationships. People may respect you, but they don't feel close to you. Or the same people would like you, and you would accompany each other in a bad character. And you may never wake up of that bad sleep. So they may agree with you publicly, the other people, but inwardly they're frustrated. So here's the deeper layer. When you're overly pleased with yourself, you stop seeing your faults. You don't notice when you're hurt, you've hurt someone. You don't realize when you're being unfair. So the distance between you and others grows, and you might not even understand why. So true confidence is not being pleased with yourself, it's being at peace with your imperfections and willing to keep growing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.